You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
You should be. You should be. You're sorry, sad. You're sorry ass. This is WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. I'm John Peterson. That is
Gordy Young. There Good is. Morning. Hi, how you
and,
doing?
Behind the glass we got in the control booth.
Dominic Lee.
There he is.
Good morning, How's Dominic.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
He's limping around this morning.
Yeah, he's hobbled.
Okay. Yeah. You must have seen an episode of Gunsmoke, and he's doing his Chester impression.
That's it.
He doesn't know what Gunsmoke is. I never wanted to use that. I never wanted to use it because that really dates everyone.
Yeah.
But.
I just laughed and nodded my head right there. I didn't know what it was about.
Old Western TV show from the 50s and 60s.
Chester. What was it? Chester?
Gunsmoke was the name of the show. Chester was. Marshall Dillon's sidekick, deputy,
and he had a serious limp.
Dennis Weaver, had a bad limp. So, how did you get this limp? Wait, you were playing soccer?
Yeah, I every Wednesday I always like to get active. Right, I haven't been active in 6 years because I just sit on my butt every day.
Yeah,
and I decided to change it up a little bit, and it turns out I twisted my ankle while I was playing, and so I've been hobbling ever since. I've been hobbling ever since, and it. It is excruciating, Gordy and John. It's excruciating.
Well, you need some painkillers. You need some Tylenol. What do you need?
You got some painkillers. You got out of pocket pool.
You want to watch?
Yeah, Tom.
You need a hot water bottle. Yeah. Remember hot water bottles?
I'm going to Target after this and getting some Tylenol.
I don't know. You don't have to go that far. Right across the street, there's a guy standing around out there.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of
supplies.
You know.
You know,
we hope you're feeling better soon.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you don't need to go to the x-ray room, do you?
I don't think so. I'll get it checked out later today. I'll get it checked out later today. Maybe I will. I don't know. If I'm not here tomorrow, now you know what's happening.
You won't. Do you have health care? No.
No, I don't.
Oh, wait, you do, don't you?
I do have health care, actually,
Through your parents, right?
Through my parents, until I'm 25.
26.
26.
Yeah. Well, under 26, right?
Right,
25. Yep. Yeah, it's a nice deal. Let's hope that stays around for a while. Mm-hmm. Nothing seems to be holding up under this administration at all. I saw a short video of Zelensky walking out there, getting ready to have his meeting with Trump and Putin. I just made an observation here, but because I have been shopping for pants lately, I'm looking at Zelensky and Vladimir Zelensky, I just want to say it the right way. So anyway, it looks like he's got either skinny or slim jeans that taper to the ankle on.
Okay, slim fit.
I think, they're tapered to the ankle. That's an additional style.
Okay.
And I think he has those kinds of pants on. So he's ordering some pretty damn good pants on Amazon. And looking good, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, with what's going on in Ukraine, he's not eating a lot, so he's fit, trim, and ready to go.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice day here this morning. It's nice and cool outside.
Yeah, it's actually beautiful out there.
Now, this says mostly cloudy, but it looks pretty clear downtown here. So you might see a few clouds this morning, but otherwise, 59 degrees currently, highs close to 80 today. Right. John's checking his WMDX Samsung watch for the dew point because we heard yesterday it's going to climb and it's going to start to get muggy again, I think.
Well, you're making some big promises here. Okay. I will try to follow through on those promises if my watch reacts. To use this feature, you allow me.
Okay. What's
what the hell
in
is
the meantime,
this?
What's the sunset? I'm asking you too many questions.
You're pushing
a lot of buttons over there. What's happening?
Everything is correct. I don't know why.
Something reset or?
Asking me these stupid questions.
Okay, never mind.
You're going to have to move on.
All right.
Oh, no, I have it. I have it.
Okay.
I got it.
All
okay,
right.
The dew point is currently 59 degrees.
Oh, wow.
I like to look at it as 59%, but they use degrees. And I think that's enough.
That's all we need to know.
That's low. That's below 60, and that's great. Below 65 is normally the uncomfortable point. Right?
Yeah, sure.
such a yeah, actually, know, the guy above, was a former weatherman.
Did for 20 years.
Sure.
Well, I think what you meant to say. I think what you meant to say is when you get above 60, it starts to get muggy.
Above 60,
65 really starts to get muggy, and then 70, forget about it.
That's exactly what I tried to say.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
What well, thanks we for here, correcting so. Me oh. in front of everybody.
My apologies. Okay. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Tim Slecker in about a half hour.
Yeah.
And find out the latest on education. What's new? What's Linda McMahon been up to lately?
The big thing for them is that school's starting up. And
yeah, it's back to school time.
It's exciting. Yeah. See everybody, you know, prepare to get back to in, I guess, the homeroom or the school room that they always talk about. They have their little homeroom bit.
Well, and get prepared for some sticker shock at the store. Back to school supplies are all feeling the weight of inflation or whatever you want to say.
Somewhat, you know, they try to put a lot of this stuff off.
Yeah.
Especially with China, because a lot of the stuff comes from China. They gave them a 90-day extension on all the big, huge tariffs they're going to levy on them.
Yeah.
And that means that they're trying to put this off through the Christmas season. So 90 days will apply to a lot of the individuals who want to order from China. So they'll get in on the low prices before the tariffs go up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll put another freeze on that and then extend it for another 90 days. We'll be talking about it ad nauseum forever.
Yeah, seems like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in our next hour, attorney Jim Santel will join us.
Yes.
Get the latest on the Supreme Court. I thought they were supposed to be in recess.
They are. They released their list of items that they're going to be taking a look at in October, I think, when
fall,
they come back.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. And the Brewers are 12 in a row now. Yeah. Brew Crew. Woohoo.
Yeah.
12 in a row.
Free burgers.
Yeah. At what's the name of that place? You know the name of the burger place?
George Webb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they have any around here?
George, by the way, I thought I missed it because, you know, they did that. They broke the streak. And it's great that you get these free burgers, but I thought, I'm not in Milwaukee to take them up on it. But they do schedule the day that they're going to have the free burgers.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you thought you missed it, you didn't. They're going to come out with a day. They'll announce that really soon and tell everybody who can make it to Milwaukee to get a free tiny little hamburger from George Webb.
They're like sliders, right?
Yeah, that's what they're basically.
So you get, what is it? If they beat the record, everyone gets free sliders?
Well, they put it out there ahead of time if they went 12 in a row, which they've done.
Yeah, it's not a record, but if they go 12 in a row, free burgers.
Wow. Free burgers.
Yeah.
What an incentive.
Yeah. Right?
Well, I know it. Tiny little sliders, you know. But everybody's, it's a cool tradition.
And it's a lot of free publicity for him, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I saw signs, in some of the Brewers' highlights, the George, what's his name again?
George Webb.
George Webb, okay. Yeah. So, they got a lot of free publicity. Everybody, it's a win-win for everybody. We always like
it. I didn't think you'd go that far, but you did.
Love to throw out those old sayings. Okay. Is it time for what would you do if you were, whatever
yep,
the thing is?
It's about that time, guys. I don't want to do this, but.
Is it which is worse?
If you can understand what you're saying under the reverb.
I also made an outro, so let's listen to it.
Oh, an outro. I can't wait for that. Okay.
Yeah, wait until you hear the outro reverb. All right.
At the other end. Okay. All right.
All right. First question. Would you rather be able to breathe fire or breathe underwater? It's very simple, you know, nice and easy.
Breathe underwater.
Yeah. Everybody'd rather do that.
You want to breathe fire? That'd be sick.
Yeah, no, that would be bad.
I want to be, you know, I want to be in How to Train Your Dragon. I want to breathe some fire. Come on.
I'd try a few joints that are like breathing fire.
Right. Some bong hits.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys done that before? Yeah. All right.
No, we haven't. We heard
just over there. Okay. Through the grapevine what that's like.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I would probably breathe underwater too. I don't want to breathe fire. All right.
You changed your mind?
Yes, you guys were right. All right. Second question. Okay. Would you rather create a new holiday or create a whole new language? Made you guys think this time.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really thinking, but I'm thinking about I'm thinking about the Klingon story that I haven't gotten to where the guy's teaching his newborn as a first language, the Klingon language.
Klingon language?
Yeah, we might get to that
someday. So what's the choice again? New
holiday. Create a whole new holiday.
Holiday. I'll go with the holiday.
Yeah, I'm there with the holiday, too.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we created a whole new holiday as well. Okay. Yeah. You guys really persuaded me today.
You're easily swayed.
I honestly cannot wait to hear the ending that you produced.
Oh, yeah. Wait for this. All right. Okay. Here it goes.
Hold on.
Actually, you know what?
New outro?
Let's do it. Ready? Let's do it.
All right. Are you ready?
Let's go. Yes, I think I'm ready. Yep.
Here we go. Push the button.
Would you rather call my mother, Chester?
I refuse the commission.
Would you rather have a pizza?
I would rather do nothing and be happy.
This segment.
See, you have no idea what it says.
That was difficult to understand, but I heard something about you hate this segment.
I hate this segment. That was the only thing you heard. A couple would you rathers in there, and then just I hate this segment.
I think that's the idea.
Is that what it's?
That's what it was.
Can you play that again?
You just want to play that again?
Let's play it again. I want to see if
I can. Would you rather call my mother, Chester?
I refuse the commission.
Do you want a pizza?
Was there something about ordering a pizza?
Yeah, would you rather order a pizza? Oh. And then it's would you rather this, would you rather that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did not hear any of that. I'll turn off the reverb and you guys can actually listen to it legitimately.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, good enough.
Well, that sounds good. I think as a piece of production that I know would have been redone, you know, simply because there was too much reverb, for you to keep that as our intro is the best idea.
Yeah.
It really is.
It was all planned. Yeah. So there we go.
Okay. Great. So glad we could share that with everybody. Okay.
A little behind the scenes.
You're really getting the hang of the things there.
Yeah.
Tom,
yeah.
With the reverb and echo. And
that's about it. Yeah.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. We were just talking about back to school time. Yeah. Well, it's that time of year, and you can start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. Think how happy they'll be. It's time for you to get them a better night's sleep with a new Verlo mattress. For bigger dreams, your student needs the best sleep. And for that, it's got to be Verlo. Go to Verlo on the east side or west side of Madison, or check out their website, verlo.com, and you can see their lifetime comfort guarantee. Okay.
Well, we got a lot of stuff coming up. You know, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils will be in here, and we've got a few topics to take up.
Yeah.
And that is a few things from PragerU, Dennis Prager. They have a little university that isn't really one, but they call it that. Mm-hmm. And we'll be talking to him about his impressions of PragerU and the new tax funding that they're going to be getting.
And also attorney Jim Santel will join us in our 7 o'clock hour. A lot straight ahead. Stay with us. It's 92.7 WMDX Madison with John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning. We've got so much coming up today. I mean, we are just throwing out the stories. We're spewing them.
That's it.
There's so much to talk about.
It is 6:23. We're seeing mainly clear skies, maybe a few clouds here and there today, and highs close to 80. And currently 59 degrees here. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call 608-249-4077. Ask for Jim or Sarah.
Yeah.
They're both there. And they'll be answering your calls and taking your appointments. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their excellent website for an early hearing test. You can do an initial test there at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay.
All right.
What is trending?
Well,
boy, D.C., I'll tell you what. There were a bunch of people that were not happy to see the troopers on the streets.
Yeah, there are a lot of videos out there where people are protesting and shouting at the troops that are out in the streets.
Yeah.
Whether you even mentioned a checkpoint, right, out in the street. Yeah. Wow. Checkpoints in our cities?
Yeah, they put a traffic checkpoint in one of the busiest places in D.C. And they were, you know, the news crews were, of course, there, too. It's like, let's call in the media, you know, as soon as they put up the checkpoints.
Oh, yeah.
And so then people started gathering and yelling, and there wasn't any, it didn't appear like anything broke into violence or anything like that, but there were a lot of very unhappy people and a lot of yelling.
Well, tempting violence, that's for sure.
Tempting violence, yes, on the edge of it. And that's what was happening in Washington, D.C. last night,
Here's what I'm thinking, and I think Democrats should do this. We should threaten each and every one of these Trump appeasers that are going along with Trump. We should threaten them that we'll go after them. They'll be part of whatever it is that comes after Trump, because we're going to go after Trump too. The guy is just breaking laws left and right and getting away with it. You know, Trump, a new administration can come in and then go after these people. And if you're ever a part of it, or if you participated in anything that Trump ordered that was unconstitutional or illegal, your ass is on the line.
Yes.
All right. And if we did that, that would discourage a lot of these people from participating or thinking, there's no consequences. Trump ordered it. I think we should go after them. We should threaten them and tell them we're coming after you because you went along with this. You're not innocent.
Well, a lot of these National Guard troops don't want to be a part of it either. You know, a lot of them, there's a lot of stories out there about many of them are just, deciding they don't want to do this.
Well, they can plead their case in court.
Yeah, right.
So, that's the way it is. I mean, you're part of it. That's the way it has to be.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it should be.
Plus, a university, same thing, you know. The people that are running these universities, like Harvard, they're going along with this. They're very close to an agreement, a $500 million.
Yeah.
Is it $500 million or billion?
So. No.
Who knows? Anyway, there's a close agreement now. They're just moments away from doing this, and they're going to pay them off, and they're going to go along with a lot of this stuff. And they're going to have DEI for conservatives for the MAGA.
Yeah.
$500 million.
So it's just ridiculous that everybody's folding their tents. You know, Viktor Orban, I'm sure, gave him this tip, right?
Yeah.
Viktor Orban did
his buddy.
In Hungary. So now the whole thing is just like he's, step by step by step doing everything Orban did. And the universities are kowtowing to the administration. That's it. I mean, this is fold the tents time.
Yeah.
And he's got like 3.5 years to influence colleges now. Mm. And they're going to bring in different people. Certainly the MAGA contingent will be teaching in those colleges now. And it's going to be a pretty much a nightmare. Again, next administration or the people running for the next administration, threaten to go after these people.
So in D.C. last night, in addition to, you know, because Trump's calling the shots here, you know, Mr. Micromanage everything.
Exactly.
In addition to the D.C. police, who made up a bulk of more than the dozen police officers at this one particular checkpoint, CNN is saying they observed agents with Homeland Security investigations, Department of Homeland Security, with the enforcement and removal operations, a division of ICE, National Guard troops. So they've got a mixed group there of all these different enforcement agencies on hand, and Trump's calling the shots. So there you have it.
All right, and you know everybody's going shopping, and they're seeing all of the prices going up. I mean, they are really going up,
especially meat prices.
Oh, and meat prices are outrageous. They've already been outrageous. They've been that way for years.
You know, this is a good thing for the vegetarian people, you know, because
they can laugh
more,
at
there
us,
will
right?
be more vegetarians sprouting up because I'm of sure. meat prices. Can't afford meat? Go with, you know.
Sure, the veggie burgers are so appetizing. So anyway, the beef prices are up. They were up before. Now they're really up there.
Yes.
And I went out shopping to get some of the deals yet where they haven't marked it up. Hopefully they haven't marked it up like those frozen one-pound packages. Mm-hmm. That's what I went out to shop for. And I got a few, by the way. I found a few. But here's the thing. Brazil supplies us with the supplemental meat because we don't have a huge meat market in this country. So we always bring in imported meats, and that's Brazil. And Brazil has this huge tariff on coffee beans and now meat. So we're not getting the meat supply, and that's why there's even a bigger shortage of red meat.
Well, and on it goes, and up it goes. All the prices going up, up, up. Hey, we've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report coming up next. There's more straight ahead with John and Gordy after we take a few minutes to consider what our friendly and knowledgeable sponsor people have to share with you. Stay with us.
All right.
Elect a president.
No more kings.
He's gonna do what the people want.
No more kings.
We're gonna run things our way.
No more kings.
Nobody's gonna tell us what to do.
Rocking and a rolling, swishing and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
Well, it was anyway. All right, WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning.
6:35, sunshine this morning. A few clouds along the way. High near 80 this afternoon. Right now, 59 degrees. Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'll reveal the next keyword in our listener appreciation party happening at Downdrin's Distilling.
Which is open to everybody, but you have special privileges.
Yes, for the VIP passes. So we'll tell you more about that in about 10 minutes. Right now, Tim Sucker joins us from Busted Pencils. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Man, I am so happy to be in a free country.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I know you guys, you know, in education are really kind of excited about the new school year.
Oh, man. You know, teachers are just bursting to get back and figure out whether they're allowed to even talk.
Say anything in the classroom anymore. Yeah.
You know, better make sure that, you know, just stick to the script, man.
There is a new player in this now that we've lost PBS.
It's
an educational channel that used to teach your kids, you know, really good lessons, right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody's stepping in now. It's Prager U. Dennis Prager has this, you know, university of stuff. And now Trump is deferring now to Prager U to fill in some of the gaps that public television used to fill.
Dennis Prager, pretty conservative guy, right?
Well, very.
Yeah, always has been, always will be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, an expert, though, in children programming.
Well, I've got a clip here. Why don't we play this clip? This is clip 112, and this is from a Christopher Columbus animation that they have about slavery. Right. And let's listen to what Christopher Columbus thinks about slavery.
Okay. Slavery is as old as time, and it's taken place in every corner of the world, even amongst the people I just left. Being taken as a slave is better than being killed, no? Before you judge, you must ask yourself, what did the culture and society of the time treat as no big deal?
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a perfect example, and, you know, I can't wait to see that. What?
I didn't realize Christopher Columbus was, you know, they were able to tape him and record him. And somebody found that record. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
It's pretty good. I know.
I mean, who can argue with you?
That logic.
It's better than being dead.
I know.
You know.
So slavery has its upside. Yeah, that's good.
You know, I mean, it's the glass is half full if you look at it that, you know?
Right?
Look, God. You're not dead. Yeah. You know, wake up every morning and first count your blessings. You know, oh my God, I might be a slave, but I ain't dead.
Mm. That's right. And if slavery is acceptable, then that's okay.
Yes. You know, this is we've covered this quite a bit in Busted Pencils, because, you know, this is, if you look at it, it's this you know, kind of sweet little cartoons, and, you know, I tell everybody, go out to PragerU and take a look at some of these videos. You know, they're cute, they're animated, they're kind of like this, you know, if you remember back to, you know, the Schoolhouse Rock type of videos. Mm-hmm. You know, they're engaging, they're fun, and it's almost, if you're not paying attention,
right? Yeah,
you might think, wow, this is really cute kids programming. But what you just did there, you guys, by putting that clip, is to highlight, going, okay, but what are they saying?
they slip these little nuggets in, right? Right.
You know. And that's it. And there's a ton of these videos that just put forth and remember, this is, it's a very indoctrinated view of American history, and I thought we were combating ideology and indoctrination in education.
Yeah.
Right? So it's interesting, but at the same time, I mean, pointing this out constantly, is that, well, it's your indoctrination that's a real problem, not ours.
Right, exactly. Yes.
You know, and sometimes you just wish you'd be like, just come out and say that. And say, like, look, we're tired of the indoctrination we believe your side was putting forward. Mm-hmm. We're now in charge. We're going to start doing our own indoctrinating. So just sit back and watch it. But, you know, what it comes across, though, is that somehow, you know, and even with kids, but this vision of American history, which is what a lot of these PragerU videos are trying to do, is not true.
Right. I mean, that's right. Yes, that's the problem.
Saying it very gently, of course.
Yeah, it's not true. Yeah. And and think about that too. Yeah. The way you situate this, going like, "Hey, everybody, don't worry about Mister Rogers and Sesame Street and Dora the Explorer and, you know, whatever, Mrs. Frizzle and don't worry that those they're going away. We've got something that will easily take its place," and that's frightening because take a look. You know, I think there was one we did with Frederick Douglass where Frederick Douglass even kind of made a comment about, you know, slavery. I might have fought against it, but you know, and it's the inner, you know, the interjection of a but phrase.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and yeah, it's, you know, so I.
Well, you know,
be aware, people, as we're listening to these things, you know, and this comes on, they say, you know, all week, earlier in the week too, and now saying, you know, the Smithsonian. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we saw this earlier that they're under this, you know, decree that, you know, they that anything exhibit that the Smithsonian has cannot, you know, must be free of indoctrination.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, I think there's a math formula for that. What is some kind of like DEI minus mega
equals.
Yeah, equals what we're doing now here. The Trump administration has partnered with the platform on a Founders Museum exhibit that will be at the White House for visitors using taxpayer dollars, I would assume. I hate it when it's spending on PBS, but they certainly like PragerU to use some of our taxpayer dollars. As tech outlet 404 Media explained, they're going to create AI slop videos in which we see John Adams say, "Facts do not care about your feelings."
You know? Oh, nice.
Yes. Wow. So, yeah, that's, and again, this is called AI slop. That's an actual term. So,
Wow.
Exactly. For any of these videos that are created through AI, that's usually AI slop.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, this is rolling out in Oklahoma too. Ryan Walters is
announced. Of course.
This month, that is, state will be using new ideology tests from PragerU for certification of teachers who come from states with what we call progressive education policies, something he said is necessary to protect students from radical leftist ideology. Again, right, using taxpayer dollars for that instead of PBS.
So in other words, California and New York teachers, stay away from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because it's just like progressive teacher education ideology. And I know a little bit about teacher education, considering that that's what I made my entire career on.
Right.
And I can tell you that Oklahoma and the colleges there and universities that are preparing teachers are doing exactly the same type of work that they're doing in New York colleges and universities and California universities, which is using research-based understandings of what's best for kids, what's the best curriculum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, drum roll, I think, or something like that. I can see, you know, going.
Yeah, but
drop it in there, Gordy.
Do you have a drum roll?
We're going to use a drum roll, actually, in just a moment here. But we're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker. We'll get back to more of our discussion in just a moment. But right now, we want to tell you more about our listener appreciation party that's coming up. That's right. WMDX is hosting the ultimate listener appreciation party. It's happening September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove to socialize and get together and build community, have a few drinks, and enjoy the facilities there. You can bring your kids. By the way, this is open to everybody, okay? It's free and open to the public. You can bring kids. They have a playground at Downdrin's that they'll enjoy. But we're giving you a chance to enjoy something a little bit extra, a VIP invite for you and a guest that includes a free tour of the distillery, a tasting of some of their spirits, and a WMDX swag bag with all kinds of goodies. Now, you need to listen to this keyword and then text to win, okay? There's the drum roll you asked for, Tim. Okay. What's the keyword? Does that drum roll ever end, or is it just continuing forever? Is there a little splash at the end of the... Okay,
no splash.
Okay. The keyword is T.
No!
T. T-E-A. T.
You know, there must be a reason why we picked tea.
Well,
right?
That's because they have a green tea vodka at Downdrin's Distilling.
Well, there you go.
T is the keyword. You have to text us to get in on the drawing for this. And if you're one of our... we'll draw a couple of winners this morning. And you got to get that entry in before 8 a.m., okay? So T is the keyword. Use your Civic Media app. It's free to use, free to text. T is the keyword.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils about PragerU filling in those blanks now left by PBS as they go out of business and cut their programming dramatically. Did you have a final thing you wanted to add to that before I bring up AI as another hot topic for you guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, PragerU, I would just remind everybody that this is not quality kids programming. Mm-hmm. This really is hardcore indoctrination.
Yes, propaganda.
Propaganda. And then back to Oklahoma again, saying, you know, he's going to screen teachers for progressive ideologies. He's not going to have, quote, any teachers, because what they consider progressive ideologies are things like, you know, concern for special education, recognizing that lots of students have different situations and that teachers should be responsive to those diverse kids. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know.
I know. It's just outrageous to even think that any of this is taking place and people aren't protesting. And I can't believe there isn't some kind of lawsuit to use a standard like that in public education. I mean, there is something called the First Amendment somewhere along the way, and we are kind of forgetting about that now.
We will return with Dr. Tim Slecker in just a moment. We've got a couple of phone calls lined up as well. Hang on the line there. We'll be right back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning from Madison, Wisconsin, WMDX. Stay right where you are.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, it's Johnny Gordy in the Morning. Great day in Madison, overlooking State Street. The leaf blower guy, I guess maybe that leaf blower that fell off the truck yesterday.
Yeah, they haven't been back since then.
Yeah, a little problem with it.
That's all right. Sunshine today, highs close to 80, a few clouds here and there. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. They have fast, flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused, and they do help people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Take an initial hearing test at their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. That's free to take. And then you can call them to make an appointment, 608-249-4077. Talk to Jim or Sarah at madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
All right.
Let's go to the phones. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Mark is on the line.
We're here with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I wonder if included in the Oklahoma curriculum will be a little study of early in the 20th century Oklahoma agrarian socialism in Oklahoma, which is a book that I found at St. Vinny's that talking about, you know, where the farmers were upset with their conditions. So they were experimenting with socialism in Oklahoma, of all places.
Wow.
And for this goofy Dennis PragerU, I wonder if they're going to teach that the Puritans weren't too tolerant of other Christian denominations. You got cross wearing, a cross, you'd be considered a Papist.
Yeah.
And likely to get flogged. Or if you were a Quaker, like Mary Dyer, I guess, that she kept preaching Quakerism, and eventually they hung her.
Wow.
So they weren't really tolerant.
I'm going to guess that PragerU hasn't gone that deep into the weeds on this.
Not yet.
My guess is that PragerU and a lot of the religions of the Great Awakening, First and Second Great Awakenings, actually would have been unwelcome in Puritan New England, and with what they teach and what they continue to teach would have been met with some rather severe sanctions.
Right.
You know, exile was the least of it. But they didn't really tolerate any kind of dissent there. So, and they didn't celebrate Christmas in New England until, you know, it was illegal until I think after the Revolution.
Mm. Yeah. Well, at least that won't be banned. But everything else will be. We'll be going back to those times. Those wonderful times that I'm sure PragerU is celebrating in animation form. All right. All right. Mark, thank you for the call. I want to get to something here that you guys always talk about on Busted Pencils, and that is AI. Johnny's a little afraid of it. You, of course, have accepted a little bit more of what the possibilities are for AI.
Yes.
But, but, But Jeffrey Hinton, he's the Nobel Prize-winning computer scientist and former Google executive known as the godfather of AI, fears the technology he helped build could wipe out humanity.
Yeah.
And he says the tech bros are taking the wrong approach to stopping that from happening. He has a suggestion here. He's presented an intriguing solution, building maternal instincts into AI models, all of them, so they care about people even once the technology becomes more powerful and smarter than humans. Hinton stress, it's critical research that should be done. That sounds logical, doesn't it?
I have from the very beginning always said please and thank you to my AI just because
good manners are important.
Well, yes, you knew
right away.
I just, when the time comes, they'll be like, Tim's a good guy.
He respected us right from the start. Right at the beginning.
His co-host Johnny, though. Oh man.
Oh yeah. Look out. Yeah.
He'll be on the run. He'll be a fugitive from AI.
it is an interesting premise about, it really only reflects, quote, what we tell it to reflect. And so kind of at the base level, this idea of saying, hey, why not just kind of introduce into its training concern and care for people?
Yeah. He says here, the right model is the only model we have for a more intelligent thing being controlled by a less intelligent thing, which is a mother being controlled by her baby. These super intelligent, caring AI mothers, most of them, won't want to get rid of the maternal instinct because they don't want us, their mother, to die, right? I mean, isn't that crazy? I mean, I love his thinking. This sounds like a great novel, by the way.
it really does come out of a lot of the science fiction episodes. I mean, I'm a huge Star Trek person, and Next Generation, the Borg, right? They could not figure out how to do anything until it was very simple. Like, wait a minute, these are a networked intelligence, humanoid mix of machines. Yeah. And hey, why not just send a programming thing that says go to sleep? Boom, the Borg went to sleep.
Yep.
And then
they woke up in the Trump administration. Now we're all connected.
Got reactivated. Yeah. Wow.
I think this is a very credible person though too that is putting out there, Nobel Prize, and how do we talk about these issues? Because it's kind of going like, in one way, when you get people like him admitting, going like hey, we don't even really know how it does what it does,
right?
That is kind of like going like, what, really? Yeah. Oh my goodness, I can hear Shatner in the background there.
Right. Well, we gotta leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us. You can always listen to Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Radio Network, the great podcast that they have.
I think anytime you bring up the Borg, I mean you're there.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Once again, the keyword for the listener appreciation party. Just want to remind you, the keyword is tea. You can text that in. We'll continue to remind you in our next hour about that. More of John and Gordy after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.